Hi everybody, Ron Rademacher here, Michigan Backroads. I'm still sorting out this conspiracy described in the book Sault, that is S-A-U-L-T, by Michael Carrier. The story goes that the historically high water level of the Great Lakes for the past several years is a manufactured phenomenon. Now, extraordinarily high water levels in the Great Lakes is a fact. I've already documented high water damage around Lake Superior. Then there are places like Manistee where entire marinas are underwater and shoreline roadways have washed away. Property owners on the Lake Michigan shoreline along US 2 have suffered massive damage. Then there are those lesser known catastrophes like the submergence of much of the fossil ledges on Drummond Island. So the water levels are high, but a conspiracy? Who would want water levels maintained at such destructively high levels? What's the motivation? The Great Lakes are a major shipping region, and though they are one contiguous body of water, the natural water level of the lakes is not identical. The difference between Lake Superior and Lake Huron is about 21 feet. The lakes are connected by the St. Mary's River at Sault Ste. Marie, and to facilitate the movement of huge cargo ships from one to the other, a system of locks was constructed. The locks are basically big boxes with doors at either end that can raise and lower water levels to match the lake the big cargo ship is heading into. They bypass the rapids of the river where the water falls 21 feet. These locks pass an average of 10,000 ships per year, and they require maintenance, so they are closed down from January through March. The downstream channel also requires maintenance, primarily in the form of regular dredging to prevent silt buildup. So the locks are there, but what does all this have to do with high water levels? As in so many cases, the answer is found by following the money. Commercial shipping on the Great Lakes is big business. Approximately 80 million tons of commercial cargo pass through the Sault locks annually, though the shipping season is limited to 9 months because the locks are closed up every winter. During the season, ships pass through the locks and head downstream toward Detroit, then up the St. Lawrence River to the Atlantic Ocean. How much cargo a ship carries can be affected by the depth of the water. This is especially true just downstream from the locks in the channel between Canada and the U.S. That channel needs to be dredged regularly or the silt will build up, making the water too shallow for heavily laden cargo ships. Due to neglect and incredible cost, the channel hasn't been properly dredged for nearly 2 decades. Since the channel has not been dredged, the ships can't carry as much cargo per trip because the water's too shallow. Simply put, less cargo each trip hurts profits. So if the water levels in the channel are too low to handle fully laden cargo ships, that channel needs to be dredged and at great expense. Now, it would take an entire year to dredge the channel between Michigan and Canada, and shipping would be dramatically interrupted. However, if the water were just 2 to 3 feet deeper, an additional $100,000 in cargo could be transported on each ship each journey. As it turns out, the cost of raising the water level, as opposed to dredging, is virtually nothing. It's just a matter of adjusting the system of 18 dams between Sault Ste. Marie and the Atlantic Ocean in the lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway. With higher water, there's no need to dredge. The cost of the shipping companies is nothing, but the cost of the homeowners losing their property due to flooding is in the multiple of millions. All the details of this conspiracy are laid out in the book Sault by Michael Carrier, and the statistics on the Great Lakes water levels are detailed in my podcast Sault Mystery 3. This is Ron Rademacher at MichiganBackroads.com.